Finally, sitting. There's nothing quite like that first rest of your legs after a long day of travel. It's nice. How far do you think we traveled? If we're close to the worrying pond, like you suggest, then it's almost time that we go our separate ways. It would only be about another mile or two before I have to leave you. You want to head straight towards the Saker's Keep, and I want to go west towards Dawsbury. That means that tonight, it's our last night together in the Enchanted Forest. Think you're going to miss me? Oh, come on. Yes, you will. If it wasn't for me, you would have gotten lost 3 hours ago, still going around in circles. The Tree of Distortion really got you. I had to pull your head out of your ass and push you forwards. You kept insisting that you were making progress despite the worry trail left by your own footsteps in the dirt. You're not so much of an adventurer and more of an idiot who just stumbles into danger, hoping that it works out for the best. Still, it's going to be odd traveling alone. I've only been with you for a few days, but it's nice having a traveling companion, someone to shoot the shit with, help take on some of the dangerous things in the forest, like those nasty dryads or that hag. Though I still think we could have talked our way out of the hag. She seemed really interested in you. If you want, we can go back and maybe you two can give it a shot. I bet she's a fantastic lover. It's just, it gets so lonely in the forest. Walking alone with nothing but your own thoughts for company, it should be considered some kind of cruel and unusual punishment. Are you sure that there isn't anything I could say to you that would convince you to come with me to Dawsbury? I knew that would be the answer, but you can't blame me for trying. Everything is so much easier when you're a duo. Fights are easier. Traveling's easier, nights are easier, even getting food and water is easier. You're more than another set of hands to help me travel, just like I'm more than the person keeping your dumb ass out of danger. We make a great team, don't we? Then we should stick together. Is what you're doing in Saker's Keep really that important? Can't it wait? I know. It's selfish to ask you to put off your task in exchange for helping me with mine first, just because I don't want to be alone. I mean, how am I going to know that you even got there safely? You barely know your right from your left. I don't trust you will be able to take on some of the monsters in this forest. You're too clumsy. Too trusting. You trusted me right away, and that proves it. I was a complete stranger in the woods, covered in God knows what, littered in scars and ripped clothing, and still, you decided to take a chance and be friendly. You aren't going to be able to do that with something like, I don't know, with slime. You know that, right? That's what I mean. You think you can, but you can't. Traveling together these few days, we've grown close. I feel like I've known you for a lifetime. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I wish this didn't have to end. I wish we could keep traveling together, but we both have business that makes us go separate ways. Do you think we will ever meet again? I hope so too. But if we don't, Why don't we make tonight special? Oh, don't play coy with me. You know exactly what I mean. You can't deny the attraction between us. I could feel your eyes on my ass when I would walk ahead to make sure everything was clear. You want me. That's why you trusted me right off the bat. It's because you found me attractive, right? Then why didn't you make a move? You had plenty of time these past few nights. We agreed to only travel together until we have to go our separate ways. Were you afraid of making things awkward with a complete stranger? You're looking a little embarrassed. Did you think you were being subtle when you were checking me out? So cute. So dumb. It's a good thing I find idiots attractive because you are ticking all of the boxes. But if you like me, and I like you, then what's stopping us from doing this? Was that okay? Can I do it again? What you lack in common sense, you make up for in this area. Is my hand lightly resting around your neck okay, or should I move it? Good. I like it there too. Feeling your fragile little neck in my elven grasp. Yeah. Keep your hands there. They feel good resting on my hips. You've got a sensitive neck. What happens if I move my lips to it? Along your jaw, down your neck. Not missing a single spot. Making a mental note of the spots that make you shiver. You're so easy to read. I love it. I want you so badly. I want to feel your bare skin against mine. Would that be okay? And there goes my shirt. And then the pants. There we go. Isn't that better? What are you staring at so intently? Is it my cock or my scars? Cock is from some magic. Scars are from adventuring out in the wild like this. Did you only think they were going to be on my neck? And the one on my hand and the one on my lip? I'm an explorer. Scars are a part of the job. You don't have to look so intent. Oh. 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 You're not repulsed by them. You have a thing for scars, don't you? How they feel under your touch. Raised skin. A different texture from the rest surrounding it. Picturing all the adventures I've gone on to earn them, aren't you? This one, going across my chest, moving towards my right breast. That was a mauling done by a panther. Nasty little fucker. And the one on my lip that you keep feeling whenever we kiss? That's from a nasty bar fight. I might have drank a tad too much and instigated something. Never said I wasn't hot-headed. You feel so much better without any fabric in the way. Your skin, so soft, so smooth, very unlike mine. It's not what I would expect of an adventurer. Sure, you have your scars, some cuts and scrapes, but nothing that would suggest you've been doing this as long as I have. How long have you been an adventurer? That would explain your behavior the past few days. Oh, don't give me that look. You know it's true. You haven't made the smartest decisions. If I'm being honest, you've kind of been a complete moron. I just happen to find that endearing. I can't help it. I have a thing for damsels in distress. It makes me want them. Right, right. You aren't a damsel, nor are you in distress. You're a big adventurer. Whatever you need to tell yourself, newbie. You seem hesitant. You can touch my cock if you want. You aren't scared of my pretty little dick, are you? Are you wondering what it would feel like in your hand? Maybe taste in your mouth? Or how well it would fill up your hole? Do you think you could take it? Every inch of it sliding in and out of you. Your hole stretching to accommodate a cock such as mine. As much as I want to see how prettily you moan while my cock fucks you, I don't think that's practical. What if you end up walking funnily? And there's this other thing. You see, once I come inside you, it has to leak out of you. For adventuring, that's not very practical. I know this from experience. But just because I don't want you to walk funny, nor do I want you leaking my cum everywhere, that doesn't mean my hard cock can't go somewhere else. Get on your knees for me, hun. Move between my thighs. Good. I want you to touch yourself while you get me off. Reach your hand between your thighs and start playing with yourself while you kiss my cock. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, that's nice. Wait, 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 wait. Back off for a second. Spread your legs. Let me see your arousal. Oh, delicious. Are you dripping for me, hun? Then kiss my cock. Keep your eyes on me and lean forward. Good. Just like that. Kiss it. Don't lick it. Just kiss around the head and down the shaft for me. Oh, that's That feels good. Your warm breath feels nice. Every time you lift up to go lower, place another kiss closer to the base. I get a ghost of it. Look at you, not breaking eye contact, letting me see your arousal. Don't touch yourself, not yet. You can touch yourself when I give you permission to suck my cock. Right now, all you can do is kiss up and down the shaft and tip. Take one of your hands and start massaging my balls for me, but keep kissing up and down. Yeah. Oh, they feel nice in your hands, don't they? Oh, that's good. Looks so fucking gorgeous on your hands and knees following orders. Such a good little adventurer, submitting to your superior so easily. That's good, honey. That's real good, but keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. My dick isn't that hypnotizing, is it? Are you getting dicknotized before it's even inside you? That thirsty for cock, newbie? When you were staring at my ass earlier, were you thinking that she's packing massively, or did you assume that there was a sweet little cunt between my thighs? Oh, I'm sure you thought I was going to have a pussy. And well, you weren't going to have a chance with it. You could fantasize about all the dirty things I could do to you with it. I'll let you in on a secret, hon. Sometimes I do have a pussy. You see, I can make a concoction that allows me to switch genitals at will. It's half the reason I'm headed to Dawsbury. I need a berry that grows only in their area. You just happened to find me when I was stuck with a cock instead of a pussy. Not that you're complaining. Look at you, fondling my balls while you kiss the outside of my cock. So fucking horny. So eager to put it in your mouth and find out what elven dick tastes like. Yeah. Why don't you stop massaging and put your hand between your thighs? Don't touch yourself yet, though. Keep your hand there and look up at me and lick the tip. Oh, yeah. Keep licking that fucking tip. Feel the spongy head as your tongue circles it. Oh, yes. Go on and put the tip of your tongue in the slit. Flick it. Fuck. Honey. Fuck, so fucking hot for me, Pat. Following your instructions to an absolute T. What a little perfectionist you must be. Hun. Oh, you're doing downright sinful things to me with that talented tongue of yours. Why were you hiding such a skill from me? Why don't you show me what else that mouth of yours can do? Go on. Swallow my elven cock while you touch yourself, hun. Oh, it tastes good, doesn't it? The pre-cum from the leaking cock finally having a place to spill right inside of your mouth. It's so nice to finally be able to suck my dick instead of just kissing the shaft or massaging the balls, isn't it? Oh. You don't have to take it all the way in. Not yet. You aren't ready. Take it slow, honey. We're in no rush and we have all night long. It might be our last night together, but I want to make it memorable for you. Oh, and what's more memorable than sucking girl cock while you masturbate beneath it? The cock is a nice, warm weight in your mouth. The skin is so smooth and soft with a pretty pink red tip. It just glides between your lips so effortlessly. Oh, my cock being one of the only parts of me that isn't scarred. But it is veiny and thick. Oh, what a mouth you have on you, newbie. Fuck. Try to match how you stroke yourself with how fast you're moving your head. I want them to be at the same pace so that we can come at the same time. I want my cock in the back of your throat, spilling down right into your stomach when you orgasm tonight. Swallow for me, pet. That's good. Even if it isn't all the way down, it still feels nice. Your mouth feels so fucking wonderful. Oh, and you look so good kneeling between my thighs, touching yourself so sweetly for me just because I asked you to. Thigh still spread so I can see everything. I can easily reach a hand down and caress your jaw while you keep sucking so lovingly at my dick. Oh, yeah. Look at you. Keep looking up at me. Let my hand trail across your jaw just like that. Yeah, my thumb petting your chin. Oh, so good for me, hun. Your mouth is absolutely perfect for sucking cock. Keep taking it for me. Slowly swallowing all of it. Don't take more than you can handle at once. If I get impatient, I will let you know and I'll take matters into my own hands. I've seen you in a fight. Surely you can handle a little face fucking. You're pretty sturdy for a newbie. That's nice. I could just lean back, close my eyes, and melt into the fuzzy pleasure your mouth is giving me. Let you do your own thing to get me off while I just enjoy the ride. That being said, I have seen how you fight and travel. You clearly shouldn't be charged of things like this. You don't make the best decisions. More often than not, I find myself wondering how an idiotic adventurer like yourself hasn't gotten killed yet. but then I remember there's people like me, and they take pity on people like you and help you out. Normally out of the kindness of our hearts. I don't regret helping you out, my precious moron. Traveling together turns out to be good for both of us. I just didn't realize it would end up like this. Oh, you're behaving so well for me. Touching yourself while you worship my cock with that devilish tongue of yours. Oh, sucking me deeper and deeper. Constantly moving and wrapping your tongue around the shaft and tip. Oh, flicking it. Swallowing any saliva or pre-cum that fills your mouth. Oh, your knees are going to be bruised tomorrow, pet. Are you going to tell people that you sucked off your traveling companion in the woods? Or are you going to lie and tell them you got into some kind of fight? Would it be believable that you got into a fight? Yes, you are an adventurer after all. But the fact that they are almost identical and on either knee might give it away that you were being a little slut out in the forest, getting distracted from your mission to the Saker's Keep. is whatever is at the Saker's Keep really better than getting elven cock? You could get this cock every night if you agreed to come with me to Dalsbury. Oh, it would be so simple. Just say yes and come with me. If you stay with me, there's so many ways we could kill the hours of the night together. Spend the day fighting our way through the woods. Spend the night fucking each other's brains out. I could show you what my mouth can do. I can show you what my cock feels like filling you up from the other end. You can learn what my hands feel like on you, being the ones to get you off. Oh, doesn't that sound more interesting than whatever you have to do at the Sacred Keep? Oh, if you stay with me, you can keep worshipping my cock with that delicious mouth of yours. Keep touching yourself and getting closer to coming, all while having your mouth stuffed full. Yes, that's it. Oh, that's all right, hon. Oh, keep sucking. Keep sucking my cock and don't stop touching yourself. Just keep sucking and playing with yourself, getting us both closer to orgasm like the good little pet you are. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I'm doing such a good job for me, honey. Yeah. Making me feel so good while making yourself feel good, too. You might be a newbie at adventuring, but you aren't a newbie at sucking cock, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Take it all the way in your throat. Swallow me as deep as you can. Oh, touch yourself faster as you take more of my cock into your throat. Yes. Yes, just like that. So eager to be told what to do. Swallow again for me, honey. Fuck. So fucking tight. Love how your throat constricts around my cock. It makes it harder to breathe, doesn't it? Having it so far in your throat, down your throat. Every drop of pre that I create, just swallowing it down because there's nowhere else for it to go. Not even gonna let 1 ounce of it go to waste. I just adore how you look on your knees. Yes. Oh, come on. I want you to meet my gaze. Look into my eyes as you play with yourself and deep throat me, pet. Oh, that's it. Oh, so good. Are your eyes welling up with tears, honey? Is my elven dick too much for you to handle? Is your mouth filled too much? Stretched as wide as it can be to accommodate my girth. Fuck. Oh, I know you can handle it. You've been in fights with me. You've traversed this forest with me, taking my dick as deep as you can into your throat to make me come. It's a lot easier than fighting a monster, wouldn't you say? And it makes you look better, too. I think you would look a lot better with my cum splattering your face than blood. You're so pretty when your mouth is being put to good use. You know, instead of shouting profanities on the battlefield. Much better. Much better cocksucker than fighter, wouldn't you agree, my pet? I know you would agree with me if your mouth wasn't stuffed full of my cock. Just like you would agree with me if you weren't rigorously masturbating at the same time. Your own orgasm. Inevitable. Growing just as mine grows. You're almost at your orgasm, aren't you? You can feel it coming. You're trying to resist your own orgasm. You want to come at the same time as me, but the longer this goes on, the harder it is to resist. The longer the solid weight of my dick stretches your mouth, the more filth I spew from my mouth, the harder it is to resist coming. You don't know if you want me to shut up or if you want me to keep going and keep making it more difficult for you. That's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to make a decision. You're not too good at those anyways. That's why you are sucking my cock, licking along the shaft, bobbing your head, and touching yourself exactly how I told you to. When someone else tells you to do something, then you can't get it wrong. And you can only be praised and complimented for how well you did it. Fuck. Oh, so fucking good for me. Oh, getting so close. You're just as close as I am, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, I love seeing it. Love hearing it. Love feeling the effects you're... your talented mouth has on me, don't you? A capable fighter such as I, reduced to moans, stuttering, trying to get her words out, being rendered breathless all by that sinful fucking mouth of yours. Oh, you love it, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. I know you do. Oh, such a good pet for me. Such a pretty cocksucker. Keeping eye contact as best as you can. I know it's hard for you, hon. You just want to close your eyes and get lost in the sensation. You have my permission. Close your eyes and make both of us come, pet. I know you can do it. Suck as hard as you can. Touch yourself just how you like. I want to watch you fall apart. Watch you swallow down every inch of my dick and my cum, all while you touch yourself, all while you cum, while my cock is stuffed down your throat, making it harder to breathe. Fuck right there. Oh, so fucking close, honey. Just a little bit more, you can do it. Make your superior cum. Oh, I know you're close too. Come on. That's it. That's it, my pets. Come at the same time as me. Work us both. Fuck right there. Yes. Oh, that's it. Feels so fucking good. Just love how your mouth feels. Love all those lewd noises you're making as you're slobbering all over my cock. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck. Oh, fuck. You did good. You did really, really good. You wanna come up here, or do you want me to come down there, or... That works too. You can rest your head on my thigh. That's more than okay. If you want to stay between my thighs, you're allowed to. I'm not exactly sure how comfortable kneeling in the dirt with your legs spread, the mess on the ground, being there is going to be, but I'm not going to judge you, especially after you gave me such an amazing orgasm. I'm going to miss this. Not this, exactly. This is the first time we did anything like this. I guess what I meant is I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss us. We make such a good team. And I feel like I've known you a lifetime. You ever just meet someone that you instantly click with? That was you for me. You're going to keep in touch, right? You're going to respond to my messages and everything? Don't take that grunt as a yes. You might be a moron when it comes to traveling through the forest. You might not be the best or strongest fighter, but you're an amazing person. The type of person that you meet once in a lifetime, that lights up an entire room with their smile, can make anyone laugh at even the worst joke. In the few days I've gotten to know you, you've proven what a wonderful being you are. You've improved my life so much. I'm going to miss you in Dawsbury. I know, I shouldn't be making this sad. It's our last night together. We should be reminiscing and having a good time. And since it's on the table now, fucking. What do you say? We can also stay here just like this. You don't have to move. If you just want head pats by the fire while the warm wind blows, that's okay too. We don't have to say anything. We can just enjoy each other's company for the very last time.